Hello everyone, welcome back to A Plus English with me, Christopher, along with Laura.
Laura! Hi everyone. Hey Chris, I want to tell you something. I used to have a really cool fantasy about me having this blanket. It's really cool, and inside the blanket would be lots and lots of chocolate.
Oh.
Like candy bars or chocolate bars.
Or like chocolate rabbits.
Yeah. Wow. Nice. Easter chocolate bunnies. Yummy. Okay.
That sounds interesting.
Is there anything interesting you can talk, you know, share with me about food?
Yeah. I do like, though, that your blanket has chocolate in it.
Right.
Instead of being a blanket of chocolate. Because Taiwan gets hot, right? And the chocolate would melt. It'd be gross. But for me, I always thought when people fell asleep and they would get lines on their face that they looked like a walking waffle.
Oh, 超有趣耶！这个观察好有趣，就是有时候我们睡觉不是这边脸上有痕迹吗 ？Chris 觉得那样长得很像松饼。Do I have a waffle here?
No, no waffle.
Okay. Anyway, all these food talk brings us to today's article. Let's check it out.
Cloudy with a chance of meatballs too.
Flint Lockwood has a good heart, and all he wants to do is help people. However, his inventions always end up causing more danger than good. With the Foodimals on the loose, Flint decides to set things straight again. Cloudy with a Chance of Meatballs 2 is a fun and crazy film.Will Flint finally learn his lesson, or will more disasters soon follow? If you are curious about whether Flint has a cloudy or sunny future, just check out Cloudy with a Chance of Meatballs 2 in theaters.
Word power!
Invention, invention. Henry Ford is famous for his invention of the Model T car. Henry Ford is famous for his invention of the Model T car. Crazy, crazy. Lewis almost became crazy.After losing all his money and job. Lewis almost became crazy after losing all his money and job. Follow, follow. Sam works hard, so success will surely follow. Sam works hard, so success will surely follow.Curious, curious. Young children are curious and want to touch everything. Young children are curious and want to touch everything.
All right, day three of our article begins. Flint Lockwood has a good heart, and all he wants to do is help.People.
Oh, that's very nice. Okay, 所以其实回头看这个主角就是 Flint Lockwood, 他事实上他有一颗非常善良的心，他所有想要做的事情就只是想要帮助人嘛。Okay, 那这里呢我们要来先停一下，因为我们英文快通老师要解释给大家听哦，再加上子句的用法哦。Let's check it out, 英文快通。
英文
快通 ，Oh yeah！
Hello， 大家好，我是 Vincent， 欢迎收看英文快译通。英文呢、最有趣的地方就在于它多样的句型变化。在中文当中，可能我们只有一种的讲法，但在英文当中可就很多种的说法喽。那我们就来看看今天要教大家什么句型吧。当要表达只有或者是只要的概念时，大家可能会直接联想到 only 这个副词。然而如果每次都使用 only 来造句的话，那英文可是不会进步的哦。在课文当中，大家可以看到一个句子 ，All he wants to do is help people。He 在这边指的是石破天惊当中 Flintlock 这个主角。 这位疯狂的科学家呢，因为心地非常的善良，所以总是想要发明一些稀奇古怪东西来帮助别人。在这边我们看到一个句型 all 加上子句，再加上 be 动词的第三人称单数 is， 再加上原形动词，用来表达一种全部或者是唯一的概念，表示在某一个特定的条件的情况之下，某一件事情对某人来说是最最重要的，甚至还具有一定程度的独占性和排他性。因此后面的 be 动词一定要变成第三人称单数 is， 而 is 后面可以直接加上原形动词、不定词或者是名词。举例来说，我现在肚子饿得不得了， All I want to do is eat dinner， All I want to do is eat dinner， 我现在啊只想要吃晚餐，其余的都免谈，表示吃晚餐这件事情对现在饿得受不了我来说，不仅是最最重要，也是唯一想要做的事情。这个句子也可以改成不定词，变成 All I want to do is to eat dinner， All I want to do is to eat dinner。甚至更简洁有力的讲法就是后面直接加上名词就好了， All I want is a dinner， All I want is a dinner。 此外，这个句型在某些时候也会表达出一种最低限度的概念，例如 All I'm asking for is your respect， All I'm asking for is your respect， 表示我对你的要求不多也不过分，只是你对我这个人最基本的尊重而已。下一次当你跟你的女朋友或者是男朋友表达说你真的很爱他，没有他的爱你就会死掉的话，你就可以这么说， All I need is your love， All I need is your love， 我需要的只是你的爱哦。透过这样的方式，是不是很容易就记住这个句型了呢？ In order to improve your English skills, all you have to do is practice and practice， 想要让你的英文功力大增，那么各位同学一定要加紧努力，多加练习哦。英文快一通，我们下次见啦，拜拜。
All right, that was a good 英文快译通.
Right.
But let's continue with our article. However, his inventions, meaning Flint's, always end up causing more danger than good. All right, I said the word invention. Invention is a noun, and that means a thing or an idea that has been invented. Here's an example.Henry Ford is famous for his invention of the Model T car. Henry Ford is famous for his invention of the Model T car. Another person that's famous for an invention is Steve Jobs.
Right.
He created the Apple iPod. But he did not invent the MP3 player.
Did he invent iPhone?
Yes, but again, he didn't invent smartphones. They existed. He just invented his own brand.
Okay. 好，我们看到这个男主角，他原本是想要帮助很多人啊，他是有非常善良的心。可是呢，不知道为什么他的发明出来的东西总是制造出更多的一些麻烦的东西，甚至还有危险哦 ，danger。OK， 那我们刚刚有提到这个字 invention， invention 是什么呢？就是发明。的东西啦，那如果我们要用发明了什么呢，则是要用它的动词，就是 invent， I-N-V-E-N-T。 上次呢我们提到的 Henry Ford 呢，他就是以他的发明的 T 型车而闻名于世啊， so he's famous for 就是以什么为名，就是这样的，以什么而出名，这样子的意思啦。
Alright, let's go back to the article.
Okay.
With the foodimals on the looseFlint decides to set things straight again. Set something straight means to figure out and correct something or to straighten out a mess. I would assume that Flint making a machine that creates foodimals that are trying to kill them would be something that needs to be straightened out.
Of course, and he actually created that machine in the first place, so he should fix it. Okay.、
Right.
好，我们来看一下呢，刚刚有提到片语 on the loose， loose 其实就是松散这样的意思啦，其实它就是用来表示无拘无束，但是它可以用来表示啊，这些这个恐怖的食物动物们都完全呢放出去这样到处走，其实有些人还会甚至吃人，所以很恐怖，所以这时候男主角应该要怎么样，要怎么样 set things straight， 就是把事情倒回正途，所以他可能要做一些事情啊来改变这样子，以免这个很多人可能会遭殃。
Right. Cloudy with a Chance of Meatballs 2 is a fun and crazy film. All right, the word crazy, crazy C-R-A-Z-Y, C-R-A-Z-Y. Crazy is an adjective,、mm-hmm. and it means very strange or not sensible. For example, Lewis almost became crazy after losing all his money and job.
Ooh, so crazy 是什么呢？当然就是疯狂的这样的意思啊。所以有时候我们会说 somebody went crazy, 就是他发疯了。Or you could, instead of saying go crazy, you can also say go nuts.
Right,
yeah,
yes.
其实当你听到 go nuts 这个片语哦，虽然 nuts 本身有坚果的意思，可是 go nuts 就是等于 go crazy. 好，我们来看一下刚刚例句提到的是 Lewis.他在失去了财富和工作的之后呢，几乎就快疯了，这样子的意思啦。
Another one that we use besides crazy or go nuts is go a bit batty.
Oh,
you ever heard that one?
Yeah.
Ah, cool. All right. Will Flint finally learn his lesson, or will more disasters soon follow? Learn your lesson is a phrase, and it means to learn something useful.About life from an unpleasant experience.
Okay, 那在这里呢，我们就看到呢，到底 Flint 他在这个续集当中，他会不会怎么样学到教训呢？当我们用到 learn one's lesson， 这里的 lesson 可不是像是在上课这样的意思，它而是像是可能你做了一件事情，那从中得到了一些教训。Okay， 那所以到底呢，他会有学到教训呢，还是会有更多的灾难等着他们呢？Okay, 那我们来看到 how do I、use this word follow and what does it mean?
Follow, it's a verb. Follow means to come after something or someone else in time or order. So if I were to say、following this、
uh-huh.
lesson, I will go eat. So that means after、nice. This, I would go eat. Or if I say follow me, I mean I'll walk and you、mm-hmm. walk behind me.It can also mean to happen as a result of something else.
Oh, okay.
So here's an example.、Mm. Sam works hard, so success will surely follow.、Mm. Sam works hard, so success will surely follow.
OK, 其实 follow 这个字呢是非常的好用，在本课当中它有着接着紧接着这样的意思，那它也可以是跟着啦，或是随着这样的意思，像刚刚 Chris 有提到说 follow me 就是跟着我来这样的意思哦。那这里呢我们先来看一下例句， Sam works hard， Sam 他非常的努力工作，他工作很认真，所以呢会怎么样，当然就是 success will surely follow成功呢当然也就会随之而来这样子的意思啊。Success 呢这个字呢其实就是成功，它是一个名词哦。
Alright, if you are curious about whether Flint has a cloudy or sunny future, just check out Cloudy with a Chance of Meatballs 2 in theaters. Okay, I said the word curious.、
Mm.
Curious is an adjective.Curious means wanting to know about something. Children are curious,、mm-hmm. monkeys are curious, my cat is curious. It's、okay. probably why she tries to eat everything.
Right.
But here's an example sentence for curious. Young children are curious and want to touch everything. Young children are curious and want to touch everything. We spell curious C-U-R-I-O-U-S. C-U-R-I-O-U-S.Curious.
Hmm, I like that the way they actually put it. It says, if you're curious about whether Flint has a cloudy or sunny future.
Yeah.
Right, okay. So they actually use the word cloudy here again because、mm. the movie title has the word cloudy.、
Yeah.
所以如果你想知道呢 Flint 呢他的未来是像乌云一样就是很 cloudy、哦、还是他的未来是非常的阳光非常正面的呢哦，也就是说，你可能要去戏院一探究竟，看看到底 Flint 呢，他会制造更多麻烦呢，还是他可以拯救这个他的小镇 ？OK， 那这里呢，我们看到 curious 这个字哦，它是一个形容词，就是好奇的。不过注意哦，它的名词则是 curiosity， 它的拼法是 c u r i o s i t y。嗯OK, 那通常我们会说什么呢 ?Curiosity killed the cat. 意思就是说我们人不要太好奇哦，因为好奇心会杀死一只猫。OK?
You know, the rest of that is, but an answer brought it back.、
Oh,
like, brought it back to life.
Oh, so、yeah. we should actually be curious and find out the answer to everything,
right,
huh?
Right, yeah. Curiosity killed the cat, but the answer brought it back.
I didn't know there was another sentence after this phrase. Okay. Yeah. 好, and we also mentioned example sentence, 就是说小朋友们, yeah, young children are curious, 他们很好奇,他们什么东西都想要碰一下。And Chris mentioned that monkeys are curious, huh?
Yeah, they tend to figure out how to use things in a unique way. For example, if a monkey, or a chimpanzee, I should say, wants to eat ants, like the little insect ants, but they can't get to it. So what they do is they take a stick and they put it inside the ant's hill, the ant hole, and then they wait for the ants to crawl on the stick. They bring it out and they go...
Oh, so he will actually find out, you know, what's going on here first? Is that what you're saying? Okay. 所以像是这个大猩猩啊 chimpanzees, 或者是像是 monkeys 跟猴子他们也是非常的好奇的动物哦。Okay, well, I guess this brings us to the end of three-day article.
But we still have our wrap-up.
Of course. Let's now go to our wrap-up.Okay, so we know this movie is an animated movie and it's about food.
Yes.
Okay, do you know any good movies that is an animated movie and talks about food as well? Can you think
like
of one?
Like a 3D animated movie?
Maybe.
Like drawn with a computer? Yes. How about Ratatouille?
我知道料理鼠王 That's one of my favorite movies.
Really?
How did you guess? Wow. Okay, but you probably have to explain a little bit in case some of you might have not seen this movie before.
Okay, Ratatouille is a Pixar film.
Right.
That's about a rat who wants to become
a chef. Okay, right. 没错。其实料理鼠王当中呢，哎，有一个非常厉害会煮饭的这个 chef 厨师呢，大厨，他竟然是一只小老鼠哎。And guess what? The food Ratatouille, it has that word rat in it, right? But it's actually a dish, right?
Yes.
Have you tasted?
I've never had it. I've been to France and I did not see it on the menu, so I did not have Ratatouille, but I would like to try it.
Right, I would too. The reason I'm asking you is because I haven't tried it before. But watching that movie, Ratatouille makes me want to taste it one day. Anyway...
Make sure you want to taste
rat. No, Ratatouille!
I'm kidding. Okay, but that's all we have for today. So we'll see you next time, and I'm going to give you a rat.
I bet some people eat rat in China or something.
Maybe.
Okay, bye-bye.
Bye.
I can't thank you enough.
I can't thank you enough.
Hello, 大家好 I'm Tim.今天我要教大家一个用来表示谢意的句子。假设今天你收受了别人的好意，你该怎么说来回报他呢？你可以说 I can't thank you enough. I can't thank you enough. 我真不知道该怎么样来答谢你。Enough 这个字就代表足够的意思，这边是当作副词使用，用来修饰前方的动词 thank。而前面加了 can't 就代表有否定的意味。表示怎么样谢谢你都不够也就是真的很感谢你 Enough 这个字我们在日常生活中常常会用到代表足够的意思假设今天你交作业给老师你已经做得很认真了结果老师却说 It's not good enough It's not good enough 表示还不够好还要再加强 Enough 我们也常常当作形容词来使用例如今天你有很想要买的东西但到了店里却发现自己的钱不够这时英文你就可以说 I don't have enough money I don't have enough money 下次如果有人帮了你个大忙记得可以跟他说 I can't thank you enough I can't thank you enough 我真不知道该怎么答谢你希望今天教的句子同学们都能记起来哦现在就让我们来看看今天的例句小聚会我们下次见咯
I can't thank you enough
I can't thank you enough
Cloudy with a chance of meatballs 2
Flint Lockwood has a good heart and all he wants to do is help people However,His inventions always end up causing more danger than good. With the Foodimals on the loose, Flint decides to set things straight again. Cloudy with a Chance of Meatballs 2 is a fun and crazy film. Will Flint finally learn his lesson, or will more disasters soon follow? If you are curious about whether Flint has a cloudy or sunny future, just check out Cloudy with a Chance of Meatballs 2 in theaters.
Invention. Invention. Henry Ford is famous for his invention of the Model T car. Henry Ford is famous for his invention of the Model T car. Crazy. Crazy. Lewis almost became crazy after losing all his money and job. Lewis almost became crazy after losing all his money and job. Follow. Follow. Sam works hard, so success will surely follow. Sam works hard, so success will surely follow. Curious. Curious. Young children are curious and want to touch everything. Young children are curious and want to touch everything.